Hey, today we have a guest, our new graduate dean, Dr. Israel Steinmetz. Dr. Steinmetz, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Blake. It's good to be with you.
Hey, you're new to our team. You're about to wrap up your second semester, and you moved down from San Antonio. But where are you originally from? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up all over the place, actually. I've moved all over the United States. I spent a lot of my childhood in the Pacific Northwest, but I've lived as far west as Washington State, as far east as Virginia, as far north as Michigan, and as far south as Brownsville, Texas. So I'm from all over.
That's awesome. And tell us a little bit about your family, your wife and your kiddos.
So my wife, Anna, and I have been married. It'll be 21 years this May. We're excited. And on our 21st anniversary, May 25th, we are due to deliver baby number 9. So that will be the boys starting to catch up with the girls. We've got 5 girls and 3 boys, little baby boy on the way. So our oldest is a sophomore in college at Oral Roberts University, and our youngest is due to be born in May. So big family and a lot of love, a lot of joy in the house.
Well, this is your first time on the podcast, and we're honored to have you. We're actually really honored to have you part of our team. So welcome.
Thanks, Blake.
Hey, so today we're going to talk about a few concentrations within our master's program here at the Bible Seminary. And the first one we're going to chat about is biblical leadership. Kind of give us a brief overview of the biblical leadership concentration.
Yeah, so these new concentrations are really exciting because the Bible Seminary started primarily focused on an MDiv program for prospective pastors. And while we've maintained that element of what we do, we still equip and train pastors through the Master of Divinity program. We also have a variety of Master of Arts programs. And our Master of Arts in Biblical Studies program is now expanding to include these different concentrations that are targeted at people who may or may not be going into traditional church-based ministries. So we're really looking to impact culture through business, government, education, family, media, not just directly through the church and the ministries of the church. So this Master of Arts program with a focus, a concentration or minor in biblical leadership, it's geared not just for church leaders, but especially for leaders outside of the church. So business leaders, leaders of families, leaders of communities and groups, that no matter what area of life or what sphere of influence you're leading in, that leadership should be grounded in scripture, grounded in the truth of the Bible, grounded in the character and teachings of Christ. So I'm excited for the biblical leadership emphasis because most people are not serving in a church setting. Most people are not pastors. Most of our students are not pastors. We're training people to go out and lead in all kinds of different contexts to impact culture in a variety of ways. So I'm really excited to train students in biblical leadership for whatever their context is for ministry and influence.
And that's the beauty of TBS, right? I mean, we all 66 books, right? But we don't, it's not just for the pastor, the whatever, the person who's leading the church. It's for everyone. And I think that's a really unique point at the seminary. Our president talks about it all the time. It's a lifelong game, right?
Yeah.
So it's for everybody. And so I think that's really unique. And so also let's chat a little bit about the missions concentration. What can you kind of tell us on that?
Yeah, so the missions concentration is another option. And this is for people who are feeling called to cross-cultural missions. And so one of the requirements of this missions concentration actually is to learn a foreign language, to go through courses to learn a foreign language specific to your ministry context. So if you're going to be ministering in Latin America, students won't just learn about missiology and evangelism and church planting and cross-cultural interactions. They'll also learn Spanish or learn the language spoken in the country, in the region that they plan to minister in. So really exciting opportunity for people who are called to take the gospel cross-culturally, take the gospel around the world. This missions emphasis is for people who are called to that. And it might be people who are just getting ready to enter that field or people with a lot of experience in the field who are wanting to come back and get some formal training before they deploy again out to out to these areas where we are taking the gospel. One of the core values of TBS is unreached people groups. We say that we keep an eye on those parts of the world where the gospel has not gone because we understand that Jesus Jesus' return is waiting on the evangelization of the whole world. And so this missions emphasis is part of our commitment to equipping people to take the gospel around the world.
That's awesome. How would you encourage someone who's listening today and say, hey, this sounds awesome, I want to hop in? What would you tell them today?
So I would tell them, you know, get started. Start where you can. Because one of the awesome things about TBS is that we have designed our programs, we've designed our classes. Our entire process is designed to be very student friendly. We care very much about our students. And so the entire process from, you know, registration, class selection, cost, environment, all of it is designed to be very much supportive of our students. And so we have students in all different phases of life. You know, we have students who are coming straight out of college into graduate school, and students up in their 70s and 80s who are coming back because they want to be enriched and strengthened in their personal life or the ministry they're involved in late in life, and everything in between. Our typical student has a family, they've got a career, they're serving in their church. And we have intentionally designed our courses to be open and accessible. And that's from everything from, you know, distance ed options, asynchronous distance ed options, in-person options for class, but it's also the opportunities to audit courses one at a time at a lower cost and then potentially upgrade those for graduate credit later. I mean, there's just so many things, and I don't want to get into the weeds of all the different options, but I do want to emphasize, like, TBS is intentionally designed to draw students, regardless of where they are in the world, where they are in life, where they are financially, where they are calling wise. We are able to adapt to our students and have worked very hard to do that. So I'd say wherever you're at, take the first step, you know, contact us, find out what is coming up in the schedule. Talk to us about your dreams and your goals. We like to kind of find out what do you feel called to, and then work back through that and say, okay, this is a good starting spot. So just get in touch with us and start the journey so we can talk with you and walk alongside you through that.
I love that. That's a great explanation. I mean, hey, if you want to come over for coffee, for lunch, hey, we're free, right?
Yeah. I mean, that it's, there's a lot of unique things about the Bible Seminary. And one of them is, yeah, you walk in the front door, and on the hallway is the president and the provost and myself and several members of our staff, our registrar and our marketing director and our business manager. And you're right there among us. And we love welcoming people to the campus, to the 3J Museum next door. And just, again, sitting down and finding out what has God called you to do and how can TBS come alongside you to resource and equip and train you to pursue that calling.
That's right. And you can do that at thebibleseminary.edu. And also, you know, as we round out our time today, thank you for listening. Thanks for watching. Dr. Steinmetz, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks so much. Thank you for having me.
Hey, yeah, it was an honor. Hey, it was your first time. Hey, great job, by the way. Good job.
Thank you.
Thumbs up all around.
they did a good job with the hair and makeup.
Hey, yeah, that's right, man. Hey, please subscribe to the TBS podcast anywhere you listen. We're on all the major platforms. Also, visit the YouTube, the TBS YouTube channel, and you can subscribe there to just stay up to date on everything that's going on at TBS. Dr. Steinmetz, thanks again, and thank you for watching and listening. We'll see you next time on the TBS podcast.